Things that make you go, Occasionally, while presenting my views of such things as politics, the condition of the black community in this nation, crime, and other things, I have noticed something about those that tend to disagree with me. As you may or may not know, I am an evangelist, saved, sanctified, and got the Holy Ghost. And as such, I have a duty to, whenever I am in a discussion, to make sure that I reflect the view that Christ wants me to present. In the Bible, in the New Testament letter to 2 Timothy, chapter number 4, and starting at verse number 2, it outlines just exactly what the duties of an evangelist are, and it says this: preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Now I'm going to go down to verse number 5, where it says, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Now you can read the other parts in between there. Well, I'll go on and read them for you anyway. It says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. So we can see that many people tend to wonder why it is that every time I'm discussing something, I'm always tending to bring Christ into areas where they don't think I should. But if you will once again look at verses 2 and verses 5 in the passage that I just read, that is the job of an evangelist, to be the term preach the word in season, be instant in season and out of season, means in areas where you don't even think that anybody would be talking about God, that's what I should do. But anyway, here is the thing that is quite interesting to me, and that is this: when I am making the point of, you know, presenting Christ and the views that I take on these issues, I am getting accused not so much as bringing up the Bible, but rather that I sound like a Republican. In fact, many people say the only reason why I'm taking the views that I'm taking is because I've been brainwashed by the Republicans. But now let me ask you this. If that is the case, if people, when I'm bringing up the Bible, I'm bringing up Christ, and I'm saying how things should be done according to the way Christ says they should be done, what does it say about the Republican Party that when I stand on the Word of God, talking about the Bible, what does it say about the Republican Party when I'm being accused of sounding just like them? Just a thought.